Multiple sclerosis, where the body attacks the insulation surrounding nerve cells, and depression often go hand in hand. A recent study by Adam Kaplan, a psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues has shown, but not for the reason you may think.
We know MS has the highest rate of depression. It's not G, you'd be depressed too. It has to do not with your disability, whether you're in a wheelchair or not. It has to do with periods of inflammation and activation of the immune system attacking the brain. The immune system and the chemical messengers involved are playing an important role. And with the increasing rates of diabetes and arthritis and multiple sclerosis, we're beginning to appreciate that depression's a comorbid effect of these diseases on the immune system, which is having an effect on the brain.
Kaplan says this autoimmune condition and depression link could be very important clinically in helping people with these conditions, and recognition is the first step. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.